fun. We are in Siman Nun Aleph from the bottom of page 156. This is really the beginning of the halachas of Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra, we talked about, we saw Berachas Shachar, Berachas Torah, and we talked a lot about Karbanos in the last couple of Shirim. Now we're up to Baruch Shamar through Yishtavach, the Dinah of Psukei Dezimra. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here in Sivkot and Aleph, Shevach Zat Tiknu Anshei Knesset Zagdola, Al Yidei Pitka Denafal Min HaShemayim, Umatzau Katovo V'yeshbo Pei Zayin Tevos. Okay, boys, Baruch Shamar came from a petach from Shemayim. That's where the Makor of Baruch Shamar comes from, and it has Pay seven Zion tables. Vesima Rosha Ketan Pazar Salama Rosha Tfilo Bracha shall pay Zion tables. Rosha Tfilo, meaning this is really the beginning of Tfilo. It has pay Zion tables in it. Okay, so at least over there, it comes from Anshei Knesset Agdola. There's actually Mekoros also in the Zohar. That means it already has Mekoros also from the time of the Tanaim. Okay, so this dinam of Psukei Dezimra, at least the Fachot Baruch Shamar, is a very, very, very old takana of tefillah, of being part of the tefillah. Now, I'm not sure everyone understands this and has realized this, but Psukei Dezimra is one unit. We start with Baruch Shamar, which is the beginning bracha. We talked earlier on how generally long brachas start with the bracha and end with the bracha. So too over here, similar to Hallel. Hallel starts with a bracha, and we end with a bracha. And then you have all of Hallel in the middle, all the psukim and all the tehillim that we say in the middle of Hallel. Same thing with Psukei Dezimra. You start with Baruch Shamar as the beginning bracha, and we end with Yishtabach, which is the end of the bracha. And you have all the psukim and the Psukei Dezimra and the psukim and the tehillim and all the things that were put into the parts of Psukei Dezimra. So it's all considered one unit. And that's what we say over here in the Mechaber, Sif Alf, Omrim Baruch Shamar, Kodem Psukei Dezimra, Vishtabach Lachareyem. Psukei Dezimra is the beginning of, Baruch Shamar is the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, and Yishtabach is the end bracha of Psukei Dezimra. And following that are going to be a lot of halachas that we're going to learn over here. There's obviously, at this point we understand, there's a machlokas in terms of Nusach Sfard versus Nusach Ashkenaz of how many things are put in the Psukei Dezimra. That means Hodu until Mizma Lesoda, okay, and the other things that that Nusach Sfard adds in, they do it before Baruch Shamar. So Mizma Lesoda is after also. But they do Hodu and all these things are before Baruch Shamar. Though the reason is that they hold those paragraphs are more connected to Korbanos. Masha'ein Kain, we have in Mamish in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. It is part of the actual Psukei Dezimra. Fine. Now. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot Na'alef, at the end, he brings down over here a couple of important things. Number one, he says, V'nachon, the last line, V'nachon l'amru mu'umar v'afilu b'yechidi. You're supposed to stand up for Baruch Shamar, even if you are davening in Yechidus. V'ochez beis tzitzis l'afanim b'shas amiris Baruch Shamar. You'll see the minhag is that people hold the front two tzitzis when they say Baruch Shamar. V'l'achar gmar Baruch Shamar yinashkem. Then at the end of Baruch Shamar, you go ahead and kiss them. Some people think that this is different than Kriyat Shema, where they hold all four tzitzis. Dafka, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, we'll learn it later on in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. That's also only supposed to be the first two, the front two. Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds like that. Maureen Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson holds it. Anytime you're to kiss your tzitzis, you only do the front two. You don't do the back two for reasons that we'll get to later on. But he says, see it over here, Beferush, that there's an inyan to kiss your tzitzis at the end of Baruch Shamar. He doesn't bring over here why that became the minhag, but that is the minhag that many, many people do. Sif Bet. Im siyim Baruch Shamar kodem shesiyim achazen. If you finish your Baruch Shamar before the chazen finishes his Baruch Shamar, ona acharav amen, you'll answer amen to the bracha. Don't think this is going to be a hefsek. In the bracha, you're answering amen to Baruch Shamar, which is part of Psukei Dezimra. You're allowed to answer amen to the chazen's bracha. The Beralacha over here in Dir Masa Chazen says, "Vu adinim shama ol beiza anashim acherim tzarich lanos amen al kol echad v'yachad." If you hear someone else saying Baruch Shamar, and you're after your bracha Baruch Shamar, you can answer amen to other people's brachas also. He just talks about the chazen here because that's the normal thing that happens. You hear the chazen making the bracha of Baruch Shamar, you answer amen to such a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot and Gimel. Sorry, Tzivtot and Beis. He says, "Im sim avim lo siyam lo yana ami." If you do not finish your Baruch Shamar, you're in the middle of the bracha Baruch Shamar, then you're not allowed to answer amen. Upashit, he says, "Idafka mashashi itchil Baruch Ata Hashem." However, if you notice the nusach of Baruch Shamar, you have the same thing by Yishtabach. It doesn't start with the bracha Baruch Shamar by Baruch Hashem, and then only afterwards, Baruch Ata, we get to the bracha of Baruch Shamar. So if you're before the bracha of Baruch Shamar, you're not even started the bracha of Pesukei Dezimra yet. At that point, there's no problem of Hefsik. You're allowed to answer Amen in the beginning parts of Baruch Shamar. Only after you get to the Baruch Ata Hashem, then you're not allowed to answer Amen until after you've finished the bracha. That's what he says about Mitchila Shivcha Ba'almo. The beginning is just Shvachim. This is all by Baruch Shamar, the Amin of Baruch Shamar Yishtarach. Aval Shar Emeinim, by other types of Emeinim, Masik, Amagin Abbas, Yikot and Gimel, to Mutter La'anos Afilu Be'emsa Berachas Baruch Shamar Yishtarach, says the Magen Avraham, you're allowed to answer other Amens, even in the middle of Baruch Shemar Yishtabach, Kaven, Shiloh, Huskra, Baruchas, Zubu, Gemara. Since these brachas are not mentioned in the Gemara, they don't carry as much weight as other brachas, and we're less makbid and hafsakos, and therefore you can answer Amen to other brachas. Not everyone agrees with this. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees. Chelek Dalet, Simon Yud Gimel, Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that you cannot answer other Amen. Also over here, he is worried about a Hesek. I believe we are makbid to try not answering Amen at this point at all. Fine. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Gimel says, "Hachazan alisima ima chazan bas achas lo yana amen." If you finish your bracha at the same time as the chazan, you do not answer amen. Okay, we don't answer amen. Why? It's not a problem of hefsik because you're finished with the bracha. Why can't you answer amen if the chazan finished at the same time as you? Dinira ka amen akaona amen achar birchosav da hay kaimelan da rei zemeguna, because it looks like you're answering amen to your own bracha. You finish the bracha and say amen. It looks like you're answering your own amen to your own bracha, which is meguna. It's disgraceful. We don't answer amen to our own brachas. Therefore, we do not make the bracha. Now, I'll just explain to you what we're going to get to right now in the Mishnah Berurah. A little background information. By yishtabach. By Yishtabach and Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad and other brachas that end of cycle of brachas, it's the ending of certain brachas. So there's a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramal. We're actually going to see it today, Bezrat Hashem and Siv Gimel, whether you answer Amen to your own bracha. Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad Amen. If you notice, Sfardim are makbid to answer Amen on those brachas. At the end of a cycle of bracha, they answer Amen to their own brachas. Ashkenazim only do this by one bracha and one bracha alone. Where is this bracha that we answer Amen to our own bracha? Bonei Yerushalayim, Amen. Right? Bonei Yerushalayim, Amen. That's mentioned specifically in the Gemara. The Gemara answer, we say Amen to that bracha. The question is why we say answer Amen to that specific bracha. So the Svar, the Masdasa Mechaber is that because it's the end of a cycle of brachas, okay? Any end of a cycle of brachas, you answer Amen to your own bracha. Therefore, at the end of Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad, you're going to answer Amen. At the end of Yishtabach, you'll answer Amen because it's the end of the cycle of brachos. However, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah holds that only, it's not the Ramah, it's Rishonim also, it's Machlokas and Rishonim, he holds it Dafka by Bonei Yerushalayim, because Bonei Yerushalayim is not only an end of a cycle of brachos, but we all know, we actually have to say a bracha after Bonei Yerushalayim. What's that? Okay, the bracha of Mikol Tovah, that ends with Mikol Tovah Amai Chasreinu, the fourth bracha of benching. However, if you know a little bit, the fourth bracha of benching is different than the first three. The first three are midaraisa. The fourth bracha is midrabanan. So says the Ramah, like the Rishonim will hold, that dafka by Bonei Yerushalayim, which is a hefsik between the daraisa part of benching and the drabanan part of benching, that's why we answer amen, to make this heker in between the two parts of benching. So dafka over there, you're going to answer amen. By other brachas, you are not going to answer amen. Okay, that's the background information. Now, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, look at this. Because the daf golini, sorry. Achimu omid achar tevas bracha shalom kodesh shesim elchum labatish bachot. Did I just skip a little bit? I'm sorry. That's not what I wanted to be. Sorry. Sif kizigon gimel. Levad bi yishtabach. Second line in. Except for yishtabach o yalucha achar halol yalucha at the end of halol. O achar shomer amo Yisrael. Im sim b'shovim shliach tzibur. The halacha is going to further be the following. If you finish at the same time as the chazan by these end brachas, even though Ashkenazim don't normally say amen to their own bracha, don't say amen at the end of these brachas by itself, but if you finish at the same time as the shliach tzibur, oh, im adam achar on amen, the harbe posgan spirlo, de bezet on afil achar birchas atzo. Since the Svardim, since there are Rishonim who hold, you answer amen all the time after this bracha. Therefore, when we finish at the same time as the chazan, we'll be somech on those Rishonim and go ahead and make their own bracha. Once again, at the end of all brachas, except for benching, Ashkenazim don't say amen to their own bracha. We also have another halacha that is, if you finish at the same time as a chazan, a bracha, we don't answer amen because it looks like you're answering amen to your own bracha. However, when you're mitzdarf them together, if you finish at the same time as the chazan, by an ending bracha, by after Yishtabach, by Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, any end bracha or the end of halal, you will answer amen, since there anyways there are opinions that hold that you always answer amen after those brachas. So that's how we pass in Halacha Maisa. That's shot over here in the Mishnah Berurah, what the Mishnah Berurah is getting at over here. Now, Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Dalid. Now he gets into Hafsekos. We have Baruch Shamar as the beginning bracha of Pesukei Dezimra. Then we're going to jump into Pesukei Hodu LaHashem Makorna Hashanah. That's the beginning of the actual part of Pesukei Dezimra. That's the mitzvah of Pesukei Dezimra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Dalid, V'lo Havi Hasik Ben Abracha LaDavar, the Pesukei Dezimra, Shevechu V'Amen Shevechu Kein Zimra, V'lo Havi Hasik. To answer Amen generally to the Chazan's bracha, when you finish first is not a Hasik, because this whole Inyan of Pesukei Dezimra is giving Shevech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Amen is also a Shevech, so therefore it's not a Hasik. However, in sach dvarim b'teilim ben baruch shamar lahodu. However, if you start talking to your friend after baruch shamar, before you get to hodu, that is mamish a hefsek. Esher ditzars lachzor levarach mishum hefsek. In this case, Lechori says you're going to have to make a new bracha baruch shamar, because it's like you took your lulav and esrog. Okay, you have the esrog upside down, you make the bracha, and you start talking to your friend before you turn over the esrog and start shaking the lulav. Over there, you made a hefsek in your bracha. You have to make a new bracha again. Okay, anytime you're massive between the bracha and the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha again. So to over here, you would have to make the bracha again because you've made an interruption between Baruch Shamar and the beginning of the mitzvah. Once you started Hodu Lashem, okay, once you started the Pesukim Dezimra, the actual Pesukim, so you started the mitzvah, then there would be no, you're not allowed to talk. But if you would talk, it would not be masik in the bracha, and since the bracha is already chal on the mitzvah, you would not have to go back again. V'nir Ali says the Mishnah Berurah, Lefil Zeh, you should not even pause for a long time between Baruch Shamar and Hodu. That is one. Once you already made the bracha, and you want to start the mitzvah. Therefore, at the end of the bracha, Baruch Shamar, you shouldn't stand there without saying anything. You should start Hodu right away in order for the bracha to be chal right away on the mitzvah that you are going ahead and doing. Fine, that's Siv Beis. Siv Gimel says the Mechaber over here. Baruch Shamar is the first bracha. Now we jump to Yishtabach. Achar Yishtabach Yochalonos Amen Achar Birchas Atzmon. This is what I told you before. Das Mechaber is. At the end of Yishtabach, you make an Amen on your own bracha, because Das Mechaber is like the Rishonim who hold any final bracha. Any bracha at the end of a section, you may say Amen to your own bracha. However, the Ramah says, V'ayin Lekamen Simen Reish Tesvav. Look in Simen Reish Tesvav over there, the Ramah spells out his opinion, as the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Siv Katan Hey, Disham Nisbar Ba'agad Ibn Hagenu Shalo La'anos Amen. Our minig is like the Rishonim, behold, we don't answer Amen except by Birkas Amazon. Birkas Amazon by Bonei Yerushalayim Amen. That's the only time we will say Amen after our own brachos. Okay, and that's how we pass in Halacha L'maisa. Ashkenazim don't say Amen after Yishtabach. Svardim do. The only Nafkamin is that we mentioned before, if you finish at the same time as the Chazan. Now, let's just see Dalad inside, and Mezrat Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with more Ha'aris. Says the Mechaber over here, see Dalad. Sarach li zayir mela hasik b'dibar mishiyatcho baruch shamar ad sof shmonasri. One has to be careful not to make any hafsekas. You're not allowed to talk from the time you start baruch shamar all the way until the after shmonasri. This whole section, you're not allowed to talk for different reasons. As the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, baruch shamar to yishtabach, you're not allowed to talk because that is one, because they're one unit. You're not allowed to make a hesek in between. After yishtabach, you're supposed to start yotzer or. You're not allowed to be a hamasik between yishtabach and yotzer or, except for certain occasions there are going to be exceptions to the rule. But generally, you're not allowed to be masik. Like the Gemara tells us that someone who talks between yishtabach and yotzer or, chozer ala miorcha. In the chama, you have to even go back. If you're a chayal in the army, they don't take you to the army because you're being masik in your tefillah. Therefore, you're not allowed to talk there. Once you start yotzer or, that's birchas kriyat shema, then that takes you all the way to Shmoneh Esrei. And you're not allowed to be masik between Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei because you needed to be of smichas gula l'tefila. Therefore, you're not talking. Obviously, you're not talking in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So from the time Baruch Shamar until after Shmoneh Esrei happens, the Aslo after Tachnun, also because Tachnun is going to be connected to Shmoneh Esrei, you're absolutely not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to talk. Says the Ramovir, Vafil Litzarach Mitzah. Even Litzarach Mitzah, in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, Ein Lidaber Bein Baruch Shamar Lishtabach. This is considered one unit, you're not allowed to talk. Even Litzarach Mitzah, says the Ramah. Happens to be Ramosha Feinstein, this is important to note. Ramosha Feinstein, Chelik Dalad, Simon Yudalad, he does write. That's not the Ramosha. The Ramosha is If we have to find the Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes that even though you're not allowed to talk letzarech mitzvah, letzarech tefillah, one is allowed to talk. If it's something that is needed for davening, you need to help someone out in the middle of their tefillah because they don't know what to do, or something like this, that would be mutter. So letzarech mitzvah, since mitzvah is not connected to your tefillah right now, you're not allowed to be mafsik, but letzarech tefillah, you would be allowed to mafsik. We will stop over here today. Bezrat Hashem, we'll come back to the rest of the dinner of Sif Dal next time. Adkan.